الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: يا أبا هريرة تعلم القرآن وعلمه الناس ولا تزال كذلك حتى يأتيك الموت فإن أتاك الموت وأنت كذلك زارت الملائكة قبرك كما يزار البيت العتيق أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى through His infinite mercy and grace has granted us innumerable favors. Countless favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to count them. Because they are so many in number. There are some favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we acknowledge as favors, which we realize as favors. We all realize that iman is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all realize that eyes, the gift of eyes, the ne'mat of eyes, is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ears, nose, tongue, teeth, heart, various limbs and the organs of our bodies. They are all favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rizq is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Halal sustenance, clothes, favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Water, favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good parents, good children, favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are those favors which we recognize as favors, or which we are able to recognize as favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we acknowledge as favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are other favors which we do not realize that they are also favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, we acknowledge water to be a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we acknowledge the quenching of our thirst through water to be a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but a few hours after drinking that water to be able to relieve ourselves, that is also a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how many of us acknowledge that as a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Relieving oneself is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason when we leave the lavatory, we have been taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to praise Him. When we leave the lavatory, we say, غفرانك الحمد لله الذي أذهب عني الأذى وعافاني. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great favor. Food has gone into the body. Drink has gone into the body. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His qudra, through His power, He leaves within our body what is beneficial for our body, and He removes from our bodies what is not beneficial for us, rather harmful for us. This job of refining what is good for the body, what is not good for the body, is done only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no effort on our part. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us this responsibility, that before you eat anything, before you drink anything, separate the beneficial part from the harmful part, and consume the beneficial part and leave out the harmful part, how difficult it would have been for us. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His qudra, through His power, out of His mercy, out of His compassion, out of His grace, He refines everything that goes into the body. And what is beneficial for the body remains in the body, what is harmful for the body is removed from the body. And we do not have to follow a certain routine either. Even in sleep, even when we are asleep, even when we are very, very busy engaged in a meeting, when we forget our wives, our children, our friends, our other engagements, sometimes we forget to eat, forget to drink. When the time arrives for the harmful items to be removed from the body, Allah wakes us up from our sleep. In whatever engagements we are in, Allah reminds us. Allah creates that urge which makes us forget everything except that. And we rush to the toilet, we rush to the lavatory, and the harmful substances of what we have eaten is removed. And after we leave the lavatory, we say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba annil adha. All praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has removed from my body those items which were harmful. Wa'afani, and all praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has left in my body those items which were beneficial. The point I'm trying to emphasize is that there are two types of favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certain favors which we acknowledge, which we realize to be favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other type which we do not realize to be favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we don't realize that it's a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we acknowledge that favor? How can we be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those favors? And my friends, those favors which we fail to acknowledge as favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are far more greater in number than those favors which we are able to acknowledge as favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine the number of favors that we are being showered with at all times by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My late mentor, my Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, once replied to my correspondence, and in that reply he had written that, "My son, we are at all times drowned in the ne'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At all times we are drowned, we are immersed in the ne'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at all times remain drowned and remain immersed in the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So the ne'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are innumerable. And from amongst those ne'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one great ne'mat is the Qur'an. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala says that Qur'an is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the best book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will reign until the day of Qiyamah. No one will be able to change even a nukta, even a dot, even a fataha, even a kasra, even a zabar, zair in the glorious Qur'an. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. It was first recorded in اللوح المحفوظ والتور وكتاب مستور في رك منشور والبيت المعمور والسقف المرفوع. First it was recorded in Lauh-e-Mahfuz, thereafter it was recorded in Baytul Izzah on the first heaven. So the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was first preserved in Lauh-e-Mahfuz. Thereafter it was recorded in Baytul Izzah. And from there, according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over 23 years, gradually, beginning with the verses, اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقْ, and ending with the verse, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, the Quran was revealed through Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam upon the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. And from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qur'an was transferred to the Sahaba-i Kiram Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. And when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this world, he left behind approximately 10,000 huffaz. From among the Sahaba-i Kiram Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, approximately 10,000 Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in had put the whole Quran to memory when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this world. So according to Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, this is the best book revealed to the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. in the best places on this earth, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, during the best month and during the best night, the revelation initiated during the night of Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr is in the month of Ramadan, Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this best book upon the best heart, upon the best creation, in the best of places, during the best month, during the best night, the Laylatul Qadr. And it is such a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one who attaches himself to this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him honor in this world, honor at the time of death, honor in the grave, honor on the day of Qiyamah, and honor on the Qul Sirat, and honor in Jannah forever and ever, inshallah. So my friends, those three young boys of our madrasa who will be completing the memorization of the Quran today, it is not something insignificant, it is not a small feat. It is a great achievement. And not only a great achievement, these three souls fall amongst that group which has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only those people are able to memorize the Quran who are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose hearts are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These three souls are very, very fortunate. They should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they should spend the rest of their lives in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a mark of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their parents should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The families that they belong to should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The teachers should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The management of this masjid and madrasa should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people living in this locality should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those of us who have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being granted the tawfiq to participate in this auspicious gathering should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is such a great honor for everybody associated to this function. Associated to this auspicious moment, associated to this great achievement. It is hoped that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of the efforts of these three boys, will forgive so many souls and grant them entry into Jannatul Firdaus. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, "Man qara al-Qur'an," one who reads the Qur'an, "fastazharahu," and thereafter he memorizes the Qur'an. So one who reads the Qur'an, and after reading the Qur'an, one who memorizes the Qur'an, "fahalla halalahu wa harrama haramahu," then he takes as halal what Allah has made halal, and he takes as haram what Allah has made haram. So he engages in halal and he abstains from haram. Number one, he reads the Quran. So he learns how to read the Quran, and thereafter he continually reads the Quran. He memorizes the Quran. He engages in the halal and he abstains from the haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden certain things. So he abstains from those forbidden things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forsaking faraid and wajibat haram. So he makes sure that he carries out the faraid, he carries out the wajibat. فَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him entry into Jannah. And one who reads the Quran, he memorizes the Quran, and he keeps this Quran to memory until he breathes his last. He engages in halal and he abstains from haram. Allah will grant him entry into Jannah. أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ And not only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him entry into Jannah, وَشَفَّعَهُ فِي عَشَرَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the opportunity to intercede for 10 people from his household. Allah will say that intercede for 10 people from your household and take them in Jannah also. 10 people. So as a result of one hafiz of the glorious Quran, who memorizes the Quran, who keeps it to memory until he breathes his last, and who engages in halal, who abstains from haram, 11 people will go in Jannah. And who are these 10 people regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the opportunity to intercede? He himself was a practicing hafiz. He recited the Quran, he memorized the Quran, he engaged in halal, he abstained from haram, but he will be granted the opportunity to intercede for 10 members of his household. Of what category? Kulluhum qad wajabat lahumun nar. 10 such people upon whom Jahannam was wajib. Jahannam was incumbent. Such people of low category from his family, who had spent their lives disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this extent that they were doomed to the fire of hell. Jahannam had become wajib upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this hafiz the opportunity to intercede on behalf of 10 such members of his family. And Allah will accept his intercession, and he will take with him such 10 members of the family of his household upon whom Jahannam was wajib. Such great honor on the day of Qiyamah for the hafiz of the Quran, for the one who was sahib of the Quran, for the one who was hamil of the Quran. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, Hamilul Quran, Hamilul Ra'yatil Islam. The hamil of the Quran is the flag bearer of Islam. The hamil of the Quran is the flag bearer of Islam. He is the leader of the Muslims. The hamil of the Quran is the flag bearer of Islam. He is the one who is holding the flag high. He is the leader of the Muslims. Hamilul Quran, Hamilul Rayatil Islam. Man akramahu faqad akram Allah. One who has honored a hamil of the Quran, he has in reality honored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who makes ikram of hamil of the Quran, he is in reality making ikram of the creator, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because when a person makes ikram of hamil of the Quran, what is going through his mind at the time? I am making his ikram because in his heart lies the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have a hafiz of the Quran, a hamil of the Quran, a sahib of the Quran, and if you see people respecting him, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to open the heart to everybody, and if everybody was able to see that there is nothing in his heart, there is no ilm in his heart, there is not a single verse of the Quran in his heart, would people respect him? Would people honor him? No, people would not respect him. People would not honor him. When people honor a hamil of the Quran, they do not honor him for what he is, for who he is. They do not honor him because of his family lineage. They do not honor him because of his color, because of his race, because of his nationality. No, they honor him because they believe that he possesses the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person honors a hamil of the Quran, he honors him only as a result of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because this hamil of the Quran is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam, that is why we honor him. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who honors the hamil of the Quran, he has in reality honored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَهَانَهُ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. And one who disgraces a hamil of the Quran, then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is making this dua. May the la'nat and may the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon such a person. Hamil of the Quran. For as long as he is in this world, he is respected, he is honored. Hamilul Quran, hamilu rayatil Islam. Hamil of the Quran is the flag bearer of Islam. Man akramahu faqad akram Allah. If a person honors him, he is not honoring him, he is honoring Allah. وَمَنْ أَهَانَهُ. And if a person disgraces him, فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. He is at war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace him in this world, in the hereafter also. The lanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon him. And after a person departs from this world, hamil of the Quran, sahib of the Quran, he has departed from the soul has departed. But the body, in the form of corpses, remain in this world. Even after the soul has departed, the corpses of a hamil of the Quran, hafiz of the Quran, sahib-e-Quran, is worthy of honoring. After the battle of Uhud, wherein 70 Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alihi majma'in were martyred. And out of necessity, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave the instruction that graves should be dug and two companions radiyallahu anhum should be buried together in one grave. So approximately 35 graves were dug, and at the side of each grave, two bodies were placed. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was so affectionate upon the ummah that at the time of burial, he would lead the Salatul Janaza, and after leading the Salatul Janaza, he would walk up to the grave and he would observe and witness the burial. And he would make dua for the deceased. This is how affectionate he was. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was witnessing every burial. So there were approximately 35 graves. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing at the grave and he would say, أَيُّهُمَا أَكْثَرُ أَخْزًا لِلْقُرْآنِ. This is the question he would ask to the Sahaba, that from out of the two, who had memorized more verses of the Quran? أَيُّهُمَا أَكْثَرُ أَخْزًا لِلْقُرْآنِ. From out of the two that are to be buried together in one grave, from out of the two, who has memorized more portion of the Quran, more verses of the Quran? The narrator of the hadith says, فَإِذَا أُشِيرَ إِلَىٰ أَحَدِهِمَا. When the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in would point towards either of the two, that he had memorized more Quran than the other, he knew more verses of the Quran than the other, then our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would instruct that put him in the grave first. Put him in the grave first. And then the other should follow who had memorized less verses of the Quran than the first one. It's like when we are leaving the masjid, when we are entering the masjid, And when we come across somebody who should be honored, we will say, after you. Hafid of the Quran, after you. Alim of the Quran, after you. Mufti Sahib, after you. Maulana Sahib, after you. If an elderly pious person in our masjid, after you. Our father, after you. Our older brother, after you. So even after the soul had departed, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam honored the corpses of the one who had memorized more Quran than the other. And at every grave he asked this question, ayyuhuma aksaru akhzan lil Quran, ayyuhuma aksaru akhzan lil Quran, ayyuhuma aksaru akhzan lil Quran. And when it was pointed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this particular sahabi radiyallahu anhu had memorized more Quran, he would insert that, put him in the grave first, put him in the lahd first. And after being buried in the grave, again honor, in this world honor, after the ruh has departed, soul has departed, the corpse is being honored, in the grave now, in the grave, إِذَا مَاتَ حَامِلُ الْقُرْآنِ. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that when the hamil of the Qur'an departs from this world, and when he is buried in the grave, أَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs that portion of the earth where he is buried, أَنْ لَا تَأْكُلِي لَحْمَهُ, do not touch his flesh, do not devour his flesh, do not eat his flesh. His body should remain intact as it is, fresh until the day of Qiyamah. So that portion of the earth, when instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to devour the flesh of the hamil of the Quran, the hafiz of the Quran, the sahib of the Quran, that portion of the earth replies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the earth says, Ya Rabb, O my Rabb, Ya Ilahi, O my Allah, كَيْفَ أَأْكُلُ لَحْمَهُ وَكَلَامُكَ فِي جَوْفِهِ, how can I even think of devouring his flesh when your kalam lies within his heart and his body? How can I touch that body which contains your kalam? And the body of the hafiz of the Quran, the hamil of the Quran, the sahib of the Quran remains as it is until the day of Qiyamah. And there have been many instances where out of necessity a grave was opened, or due to heavy rain a grave opened, and after 7 years, after 8 years, after 10 years, after 15 years, when people saw, not the body only, even the coffin remained as it was. The coffin remained as it was. Hafiz Saeed Jasat, a colleague of mine, a friend of mine, an associate of mine, who is sitting here in the gathering, recently, if I can remember correctly, it was in reunion, his uncle's grave opened after many years of passing away. And those people who observed the grave after its opening, they all witnessed that even the coffin was as fresh as it was on the day he was buried. And he was qari of the Quran. He was hafiz of the Quran. He was very, very particular in regard to reading the Quran. So honor in the grave. And on the day of Qiyamah, honor again. يُقَالُ لِسَاهِبِ الْقُرْآنِ اِقْرَأْ وَرْتَقِي. It will be said to the sahib of the Quran, read and climb the steps of Jannah. يُقَالُ لِسَاهِبِ الْقُرْآنِ اِقْرَأْ وَرْتَقِي. Read and progress. Read and climb up. اِقْرَأْ وَرْتَقِي. We find in some narrations of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that Jannah will be divided into many grades.
Like we have hotels, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, 7-star. So Jannat will be divided into many grades. And we find in some narrations of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that the grades of Jannah will be equivalent to the verses of the Quran. In this world, 3-star hotel, 4-star, 5-star, maybe 6, maybe 7, maybe 8, 7-8-star, that's where the world has reached. That is as far as we have progressed. 7-8 stars. Jannat will have more than 6,000 grades. 6,000 grades. The grades of Jannah will be according to the number of the verses of the Quran. And then each grade will have different grades. Each grade will have different facilities. Like when you go to a 5-star hotel, then you have various grades in that particular 5-star hotel as well. You have a very special lounge for VIPs. And you have a normal hotel room. So, more than 6,000 grades, the Jannah will be divided into, and then each grade will be divided into so many grades. Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam will reside in the highest grade. Highest grade. And that highest grade will be divided into many grades. If a person became Hafiz of the Quran, and he kept the whole Quran to memory, he also engaged in halal only and abstained from haram all the time, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, read the Quran and progress. He will not be made to climb steps. Read the Quran. The world has made so much progress that we press a button and in seconds we are on the first floor. We press a button and in seconds we are on the 10th floor. In seconds we are on the 20th floor. So when he will progress, when he will climb the steps, he will not be actually walking up the steps. Elevator of Jannah. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what type of elevator we will find. And he will read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is the button to reach the first grade. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, second grade, automatically. Maliki Yawmiddin, third grade. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, fourth grade. If he will recite the whole Quran, then he will reach that grade where Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will reside. Obviously, in that highest grade, there will be many other grades. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will be right at the top. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam will be above everybody. And then the Siddiqeen and Shuhada. But the Huffaz and the Ashabul Quran and the Hamilin Quran will be right at the top, in the top grade. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor the Ashabul Quran and the Hamilin of the Quran by saying, Iqra wartaqi, read so that you can progress. You can progress. You can upgrade your Jannah. Iqra wartaqi, read and upgrade your Jannah. Fa'inna manzilaka in the akhiri ayatin taqra'uha. Because your abode will be in that grade where you stop reciting. So if you recite 33 ayat and stop, that is where your abode will be. And if you continue until one nas, then you will be with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. The point I'm trying to emphasize, my friends, is that those people who become Ashabul Quran and Hamilin Quran. These are the words we find in the Ahadith. Yuqalu li sahibil Quran. It will be said to sahibi Quran. Hamilul Quran, Hamilul Rayatil Islam. Hamilul Quran. Idha mata Hamilul Quran. When the Hamilul Quran will die.
So Sahibul Quran, Hamilul Quran. And the plural of Hamil and Sahib is Ashab, Hamilun, and also Ahlun. So Ahlul Quran. Ahlul Quran, the people of Quran. Ahlul Quran, the people of Quran. Sahibul Quran, the companion of the Quran. Hamilul Quran, the one who carries the Quran. In the Ahadith, we do not find this word, Hafizul Quran. Hafiz means the one who has memorized the Quran. Hafiz means the one who has put the Quran to memory. We do not find this word. We find either Sahibul Quran, Hamilul Quran, or when it refers to plural, Ahlul Quran. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahlul Quran hum Ahlullahi wa khasatuhu. Ahlul Quran hum Ahlullahi wa khasatuhu. The people of the Quran are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, the special people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding the awliya, regarding the pious people, what do we say? In Urdu, Allah wale. Ahlullah. In Arabic, we say Ahlullah. Even in Urdu, this term is used, that he is from Ahlullah. He is from Ahlullah. Ye Ahlullah mein se hai. He is from Ahlullah. In Urdu, we say, ye Allah wala hai. Allah wale hai. Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran, are the people of Allah. The people of the Quran are the Ahlullah. They are the awliya of Allah. And not only the people of Allah, khassatullah. Very special people of Allah. The point I want to emphasize, my friends, is that we all need to become Ahlullah, or each and every one of us need to become Hamilul Quran or Sahibul Quran. Hamilul Quran or Sahibul Quran, and the plural Ahlullah. Ahlul Quran. We need to try our utmost to become Hamilul Quran, Sahibul Quran, or collectively Ahlul Quran. If we become Ahlul Quran, we become the special people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we become the special people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will grant us honor in this world. Allah will grant us honor after we depart from this world. Allah will grant us honor in the grave. Allah will grant us honor on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah will grant us honor forever and ever in Jannah. Now, who is Hamil of the Quran? If Hafiz of the Quran is not Hamil of the Quran, if Hafiz of the Quran is not Sahib Quran, if Huffaz are not Ahlul Quran, then who is Sahib Quran? Who is Hamil Quran that we are asked to become? Sahib of the Quran, Hamil of the Quran, or collectively Ahlul Quran, are those people who read the Quran, who accept the message of the Quran wholeheartedly, who read the Quran with tajweed, who wholeheartedly accept the message of the Quran, and who practice upon the message of the Quran, and who propagate the message of the Quran. So we have a Hafiz of the Quran, who memorizes the Quran, but he forgets the Quran after memorizing. He is not Hamil of the Quran, he is not Sahib of the Quran. Sahib of the Quran. Sahib, companion. Companion. If Maulana never visits me, if Maulana never stays with me, how can I say he is my companion? When I say that Maqsood is my companion, that means whenever I travel, he is always with me. He is my companion when I go for Umrah and Hajj. That means every time I go to Haram and Sharif, and he is with me. Companion is that person, that item who remains with you, who stays with you. So the Quran has come into the heart and the mind, and it has left us. So Quran is not with us. Quran is not. So how can we say that I am the companion of the Quran? Quran is not with us. Maulana is Hafiz of the Quran. Maulana is Hafiz of the Quran. Maulana is Hafiz of the Quran. And there are brothers in this gathering who are not Hafiz of the Quran. So if we say, Hafiz sir, please come here. No, I am not a Hafiz. I am not a Hafiz. You are mistaking me for a Hafiz. So Maulana is Hafiz of the Quran. The other brother is not Hafiz of the Quran. And if I say to him that, Hafiz sir, please come forward, he will say, no, please, you are mistaking me. I am not Hafiz of the Quran. Other people will also say that you are mistaking him, he is not Hafiz of the Quran. Why is he saying, I am not Hafiz of the Quran? Why are people not permitting me to call him Hafiz of the Quran? Because everybody knows that Quran is not in his heart, it's not in his mind. So if a Hafiz completes the whole Quran and he puts it to memory, and after 6 months or 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, if he forgets the Quran, what is the difference between him and the other brother? In my eyes, in your eyes, in everybody's eyes, he is Hafiz of the Quran because he had completed the Quran in a madrasa. And he was honored by the community, by the masjid, by the madrasa, through an auspicious gathering like this. So in the eyes of everybody, he is somebody who has in his heart the whole Quran. So people call him Hafiz of the Quran. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is he Hafiz of the Quran? In the eyes of the angels, is he Hafiz of the Quran? When he will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, will he be Hafiz of the Quran? So you have a Hafiz who memorizes the Quran and thereafter he forgets the Quran. He is not Sahib-e-Quran. He is not Hamil-e-Quran. You have a Hafiz who has memorized the Quran, he keeps it to memory. He keeps it to memory. His memory is very powerful. But he doesn't recite the Quran. There are so many huffaz throughout the world. It is miracle of the Quran that they do not recite the Quran. Shawwal, Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram, Safar. No Quran. And in Ramzan, if you say, can you lead the Taraweeh? They will be able to lead 20 Raka Taraweeh. There are so many huffaz who don't recite the Quran throughout the year. He is not Sahib-e-Quran. He is not Hamil-e-Quran. You have a Hafiz who has memorized the Quran, who keeps it to memory. Who keeps it to memory. But he does not understand the message of the Quran and he does not practice the Quran. He consumes drugs. He watches films. He listens to music. He does not perform salat. He does not give zakah. He does not obey his parents. Instead of engaging in halal, he engages in haram. And instead of abstaining from haram, he abstains from halal. Completely opposite. Despite him knowing the Quran, he is not Sahib-e-Quran. He is not Hamil-e-Quran. It's a whole package, my friends. Reading the Quran, memorizing the Quran, after memorizing the Quran, keeping the Quran to memory, and continually reciting the Quran, understanding the message of the Quran according to one's needs, and practicing the Quran and propagating the Quran. Now he is Sahib-e-Quran of the highest category. And you may have a person who is not Hafiz of the Quran, but he recites the Quran. So many musallis you find not Huffaz of the Quran, but they recite the Quran. And they recite the Quran correctly with tajweed. And some of them recite one juz daily, some of them recite three juz daily, some of them recite five juz daily. Some of them recite 15 juz daily. I have come across non-huffaz who recite the whole Quran daily. Whole Quran daily. And I know him because he was a musalli in my masjid, and sometimes I would overhear him reciting, completing the whole Quran daily and reciting it correctly also. Not just rushing through the Quran, but not Hafiz of the Quran. And alhamdulillah, knowing his life, he used to engage in halal, abstain from haram. So you have a person who is not Hafiz of the Quran, but he recites the Quran, who fulfills
the right of the Quran as far as recitation is concerned, who sits in the company of the ulama, in the durus of the Quran, and who understands the message of the Quran. And according to his ability, he implements whatever he learns from the ulama. He studies the tafsir of the Quran written by authentic, reliable ulama under the supervision of reliable, authentic ulama. And according to his ability, whatever he learns, he brings it into his life. And he propagates also. He is not hafiz of the Quran. But he will be regarded as sahib of the Quran and hamil of the Quran. Despite not memorizing the whole Quran. Why? Because the teachings of Quran is in his life. It's always with him. Control your gaze. So whenever he comes across any circumstance, any situation where he needs to control his gaze, the gaze is lowered. So despite not having the verses of the Quran in his heart, it's in his life. This verse of the Quran is in his life. Aqimus Salah. He performs 5 times Salat regularly in the first Saf with Takbir-e-Ula. With all the sunnahs of the Salah, with khushu and khuzu. So he may not know the verses, he may not have memorized the verses of the Quran, but the verses of the Quran are in his life. Yes, he will be sahib-e-Quran and hamil-e-Quran of a lower category than the one who memorizes the Quran and fulfills the rites of the Quran. That sahib-e-Quran will be of a much higher category. My friends, let us attach ourselves to the Quran. Let us make a firm resolution today. In this auspicious gathering, in this blessed gathering, wherein there are so many ulama who are teaching ahadith, ulama who are teaching tafsir, pious ulama who have been given ijazah by their mashayikh. Such great number of ulama, such great number of huffaz, pious people in this gathering. The time is between Asr and Maghrib, and the gathering is so auspicious that 3 young boys of this madrasa will be completing the Quran. It is hoped that whatever we wish now and whatever we desire, Allah will accept. Let us put this wish and this desire right at the top of the list, that, oh Allah, I want to become sahib-e-Quran from today. I want to live a life of a sahib-e-Quran. I want to live a life of a hamil-e-Quran. Oh Allah, I want to be included amongst the ahlul Quran. I want to be in that group who have been defined as your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the very special people of Allah. And after making this firm resolution, Let us move forward. Sahib-e-Quran and Hamil-e-Quran are the only people who deserve to be called Muslims in its true sense. Muslim, who is Muslim? Muslim is he who submits his desire, who submits his will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who submits his will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who submits his desire to the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. O Ibrahim, become obedient, submit to me. أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have submitted myself. Islam, halal, I will engage. Haram, I will abstain. Farz, come what may, I have to perform. Wajib, come what may, I have to perform. Sunnah, mustahab, nafl, I will try my utmost to accomplish. Haram, come what may, I must abstain. Makruhe tahrimi, come what may, I have to abstain. Makruhe tanzihi, I will try my best to abstain from makruhe tanzihi also. Wo zamane mein muazzaz the, musalman hokar. Musalman. Who is Musalman? Who is Muslim? Sahib-e-Quran is Muslim. Hamil-e-Quran is Muslim. So Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain were successful throughout their era, throughout their lives. Why? Because they were
Muslims. They were Hamil of the Quran. They were Sahib of the Quran. They were Ahlul Quran. And the opposite of Sahib-e-Quran is Tariq-e-Quran. Tariq-e-Quran. The one who forsakes the Quran. The one who forsakes the recitation of the Quran. The one who forsakes the understanding of the Quran. It pains me so much. It pains me so much. When I think about the way we behave with the Quran in our masajid. We are so fortunate that we have such ulama in our masajid who are able and who are willing to, who are able and who are willing to convey to us the message that is contained in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the announcement is made, Darse Quran will take place after the remaining salat. Darse Hadith will take place after the remaining salat. What is our attitude? It pains me, my friends. It pains me. What is our attitude? The Imam is sitting right at the front near the Musalla with the Quran and we turn our backs towards the Quran and we walk away. Message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is my Creator saying to me? What is my Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu? What is my Creator saying to me? Oh, you who believe with so much love. We don't want to know. We will stand outside in the foyer and talk for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. We will stand in the car park and talk for 15, 20 minutes. Or we will merely go home and come back. But we cannot sit in the Dars-e-Quran which lasts for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes. Can we with this behavior of ours expect the nusrat and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? With this behavior of ours, can we expect the conditions to change for the better as far as the Muslim Ummah is concerned? No. If we turn our faces from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will turn His faces from us. And for as long as we continue to turn our faces away from Allah, from the book of Allah, from the hadith of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will continue to keep His face turned away from the ummah. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمہ ہو کر. They were honored, they were muazzaz, they were honored. The Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain during their era throughout the world. Why? Because they were Musalman. They were Musalman, they were Muslims. They had submitted their will to the will of Allah. They were Hamil of the Quran. They were Ahlul Quran. They were Sahib of the Quran. Hum khar huye. Hum khar huye. And we have become disgraced. Hum khar huye. Why? Tariq-e-Quran hokar. Because we are no more Sahib-e-Quran. We are no more Hamil-e-Quran. We are no more Ahl-e-Quran. We have become Tariq-e-Quran. Those who forsake the Quran. We don't read the Quran. When we do read the Quran, it is not with tajweed. It is not with khushu. It is not with khudu. It is not with azmat. It is not with muhabbat. Now we find more than 50% of the people who are unable to complete the whole Quran in the month of Ramadan. This is the situation of the Ummah. This is a reality. Even in the month of Quran, we cannot complete the whole Quran. In the month of Quran, how many people come for Taraweeh? We cannot read the whole Quran. We cannot listen to the whole Quran. How many people come for Taraweeh? And those who do come, those who do come, how many people actually listen to the whole Quran? You find the whole saf at the back. Whole saf or two safs who are sitting and waiting for the imam to go into ruku. So you are not listening to the Quran. Only that portion of the Quran is valid which you listen to whilst you are in the salat. Otherwise you have not completed the Quran in Taraweeh.
Now when the imam goes in ruku, then everybody will stand up quickly. And from amongst those people who are sitting in the first five rows, how many are actually enjoying the Quran and who desire that I wish the imam could have carried on a little bit more? No. No. During the month of Ramadan, people try to find out where the Taraweeh is the fastest. Masjid-e-Sajidin takes 1 hour and 20 minutes. Nurul Islam 1 hour and 25 minutes. This masjid 1 hour 15 minutes. This masjid 1 hour 10, this 1 hour 10 minutes. That's the one I will go to perform. But you are living in the Masjid-e-Sajidin area. And Masjid-e-Sajidin takes 1 hour 20 minutes and where you are going takes 1 hour 15 minutes. 5 minutes difference, but going takes 10 minutes and coming back takes 10 minutes. It's a very important point to reflect upon, my friends. It's not that he doesn't realize. He realizes. He realizes that if I perform Salat in Masjid-e-Sajidin, I will save 15 minutes. But he also realizes that if I go and perform my Salat in the other Masjid, I will be able to save myself of standing in the court of Allah for 5 minutes extra. This is what is burdensome. Standing 5 minutes extra. 15 minutes in the car is no problem. But standing in Salat in front of the Creator, that is burdensome. Only 1 month. 1 month in the month of Ramadan. We are Tariq-e-Quran. We do not recite the Quran. We do not listen to the Quran. We do not sit in the durus of the Quran. We do not understand the message of the Quran. We do not practice the Quran. We do not propagate the Quran. We are Tariq-e-Quran. Wo zamane mein muazzaz the musalma hokar, hum khar huye Tariq-e-Quran hokar. So my friends, let us make a firm resolution that inshallah from today we will read the Quran. We will read the Quran. Hakim Fakhruddin Sahib, Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, I have heard Hazrat Maulana Abrar Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi quote Hazrat Hakim Fakhruddin Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, who was a very pious personality, that he used to say, Quran is ma'jun-e-murakkab. Quran is ma'jun-e-murakkab. So in English I say, Quran is multivitamin. Quran is multivitamin. Vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D. If you take vitamin D, you only benefit from that aspect. If you take vitamin C, you only benefit from that aspect. But if you take multivitamin, you benefit from all aspects. He used to say that recitation of the Quran is multivitamin. Spiritually, you will benefit from all aspects. So make a firm resolution that inshallah, the Huffaz will recite daily 3 juz, majority of which will be in Salat. But if that is not possible, the Huffaz should start with 1 juz at least. 1 juz. 1 juz daily, majority of which should be in Salat. Or you can start with 3 juz, half juz daily, recite it 6 times. Quarter juz daily, recite it 12 times. If not, begin with 1 juz. If we have forgotten the Quran, let us begin with quarter juz, recite it 4 times a day. Another quarter 4 times a day. Another quarter 4 times a day. Another quarter 4 times a day. After 4 months, when we finish the whole Quran, we would have completed 4 Qurans. Then begin again, 1 quarter 5 times a day. 2nd quarter 5 times a day. 3rd quarter 5 times a day. Now 4 times, we will recite the Quran whilst taking the aid of the Quran, 5th time in Salat. Before you know, you would have memorized the whole Quran again. And the non-huffaz need to recite at least 1 juz daily. And if you are unable to recite 1 juz, begin with 3 quarter. If not, then half. If not, then quarter. If not, then at least 1 page daily. 1 page daily. With the intention of increasing it later on.
And whilst reciting the Quran, imagine that you are communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you imagine that you are communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will sit respectfully. You will recite with azmat, with reverence. And that will bring immense barakah in your life. Immense barakah. And we also need to sit in the durus of our ulama. The durus of Quran, durus of hadith, and also the lectures before the Jummah Salat. And learn the message of the Quran, understand the message of the Quran. And thereafter we need to practice also. And part of practicing is propagating, passing the message on to other people. The sisters at home are also encouraged to benefit from the receiver system and listen to the durus of the ulama, participate in the durus of the ulama, and learn, practice, and propagate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر حاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الح الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم عنا على تلاوة كتابك وكثرة الذكر لك والشكر لك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما یسر و سہولت کا عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما فضل و عنایت کا حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری سیئات سے درگزر فرما اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں اپنی مرضیات پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما اپنی نامرضیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں اپنی رضا عطا فرما حسن خاتمہ کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے الہ العالمین حسن خاتمہ کا ہمارے حق میں دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے حسن خاتمہ کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے الہ العالمین شقاوت سے بچا لے سعادت نصیب فرما جہالت سے بچا لے علم نصیب فرما ضلالت سے بچا لے ہدایت نصیب فرما اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کو مقبول بندوں میں شامل فرما صلحاء میں شامل فرما اولیاء میں شامل فرما متقی بندوں میں شامل فرما الہ العالمین مقربین بارگاہ میں شامل فرما اے ارحم الراحمین ہماری زبانوں کو تیرے ذکر سے تر و تازہ فرما ہمارے دلوں کو تیری یاد سے منور فرما الہ العالمین خسائل سے فرائے فضائل سے ہمارے قلوب کو آراستہ فرما رذائل سے ہمارے قلوب کو پاک فرما اے ارحم الراحمین ہم بہت گندے ہیں الہ العالمین تیری نافرمانی میں مبتلا رہتے ہیں الہ العالمین ہمارے جسم کا ہر عضو تیرا نافرمان ہے الہ العالمین ہم تیرے دربار میں اقراری مجرم بن کر آئے ہیں الہ العالمین تو معاف فرما دے معاف فرما دے معاف فرما دے الہ العالمین تو معاف کرنے کو پسند کرتا ہے اے ارحم الراحمین ختم قرآن کے موقع پر تو دعاؤں کو قبول کرتا ہے اے ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کو معاف فرما دے ہمارے ماں باپ اہل و عیال کو معاف فرما دے ہمارے محبین محسنین متعلقین کو معاف فرما دے رشتہ داروں کو معاف فرما دے پوری امت کو معاف فرما دے پوری امت کو معاف فرما دے پوری امت کو معاف فرما دے یا رب الرحیمین تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں ہے اگر تو ہمیں معاف کرے گا تیرا کچھ نہیں جائے گا لیکن ہم فقیروں کا ہم مسکینوں کا سب کچھ بن جائے گا الہ العالمین گناہوں کے بھور میں پھنسی ہوئی ہماری کشتیوں کو پار لگا دے پار لگا دے پار لگا دے الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنے مخلص بندوں میں شامل فرما دے الہ العالمین ہماری توبہ قبول فرما ہماری توبہ قبول فرما ہماری توبہ قبول فرما ہم بہت گندے ہیں غیر مستحق ہیں الہ العالمین تو کریم ہے اور کریم اسی کو کہتے ہیں جو بغیر استحقاق کے عطا کرتا ہے الہ العالمین تو اپنی شان کریمی کا ظہور فرما الہ العالمین شان کریمی کا ظہور فرما شان کریمی کا ظہور فرما اور ہم سب کو بغیر استحقاق کی معاف فرما لے بغیر استحقاق کے اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما لے بغیر استحقاق کے صلحاء عطیہ میں شامل فرما دے الہ العالمین ہم سب کو مقبول بنا دے شرف قبولیت سے سرفراز فرما الہ العالمین جب تک زندہ رکھے اسلام پر زندہ رکھے الہ العالمین جب موت آئے ایمان پر حسن خاتمہ والی مقام ولایت والی مقام صدیقیت والی تیری رضا والی موت نصیب فرما الہ العالمین آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما اے ارحم الراحمین آج جن بچوں نے قرآن مجید کے حفظ کی تکمیل کی ہے انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما ان کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما ان کے ماں باپ کی اساتذہ کی منتظمین کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما الہ العالمین مرتے دم تک قرآن کے الفاظ کی حفاظت کی انہیں توفیق عطا فرما الہ العالمین قرآن کے علوم و معارف سے بھی انہیں بہراور فرما الہ العالمین انہیں علماء ربانیین میں میں شامل فرما, انہیں علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما, انہیں اولیاء امت میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں امت کے قائد بنا دے, الہ العالمین امت کے قائدین میں شامل فرما, الہ العالمین انہیں ان کے اساتذہ کے لیے, ماں باپ کے لیے, ان کے پیچھے محنت کرنے والوں کے لیے, ہم سب کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا دے, نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے, ہماری دنیا میں آخرت میں آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے. یا رب الرحیم انہیں بہت قبول فرما, بہت قبول فرما. یہاں سے اب تک جتنے بچے حفظ قرآن کی سعادت حاصل کر چکے ہیں ان سب کو بھی قبول فرما, ان سب کو بھی قبول فرما, اس مدرسے کو قبول فرما, اس مسجد کو قبول فرما, اس مسجد کے تحت جتنے کام ہو رہے سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما. یا رب الرحیم ہر شر ہر فتنے سے اس مسجد کی, اس مدرسے کی حفاظت فرما. یہاں کے اساتذہ, یہاں کے ائمہ, یہاں کے منتظمین کے خلوص میں, ان کے علوم میں, ان کے فیوز میں, ان کے اتفاق اتحاد میں, ان کی محنتوں میں اور برکت پیدا فرما اور اضافہ فرما. یا رب الرحیمین ہم سب کو قرآن سے وابستگی عطا فرما, قرآن سے وابستہ کر دے, قرآن سے وابستہ کر دے, اپنے کلام سے ہم سب کو وابستہ کر دے. الہ العالمین تجھے ناراض کرنے والے ہر کام کی نفرت ہمارے دلوں میں پیدا فرما, تجھے راضی کرنے والے ہر کام کی رغبت ہمارے قلوب میں پیدا فرما. یا رحم الراحمین ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما, ہمیں جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفا کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما, ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی تمام بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما, جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, جو مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما, جو جس حاجت کو لے کر تیرے دربار میں اس وقت ہاتھ پھیلائے بیٹھا ہے, الہ العالمین اس کی تمام حاجتیں پوری فرما. یا رب الرحیمین اس کی تمام حاجتیں پوری فرما, اس کی تمام حاجتیں پوری فرما. تیرے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جن بھلائیوں کی دعا مانگی ہے وہ ساری بھلائیاں عطا فرما, جن شرور سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان شرور سے پناہ عطا فرما. یا رب الرحیمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے امید رکھتے ہیں, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, ہمارے اہل و عیال, ہمارے محبین, محسنین, حاضرین مجلس, شرکائے مجلس, سبھی کے تمام جائز نیک مقاصد کو پورا فرما. الہ العالمین پوری دنیا میں دین کے جتنے کام جس جس لائن سے ہو رہے ہیں سب کو قبول فرما, سب کو ایک دوسرے کا رفیق بنا دے, ایک دوسرے کا معاون بنا دے, سب کو شیر و شکر بنا دے, سب کو مل جل کر الہ العالمین تیرے دین کو پورے عالم میں پھیلانے کے لیے قبول فرما. یا رحم الراحمین سب کی حفاظت فرما, شیطان اور نفس کے مقائد سے حفاظت فرما, دشمنوں کی دشمنی سے حفاظت فرما, مکر و فریب سے حفاظت فرما. یا رحم الراحمین جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو نہیں مانگا مانگنا چاہیے تھا وہ بھی عطا فرما. آج کے اس جلسے کو بے حد قبول فرما, تکمیل قرآن کی اس محفل کو پورے عالم میں قرآنی تعلیمات کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.